Topsham, April 21st, 1847. To Brother Eli Curtis, New York City. Dear Brother, In the Day Dawn, Volume 1, Numbers 10 and 11, you kindly invite me to address you a communication. The only apology I have to offer for not writing before is, I have not had a clear duty to write till now. You will, I doubt not, excuse me for addressing you so publicly at this time. I have been much interested in your writings in the Dawn and Extra, and fully agree with you on some points, but on others we widely differ. Your Extra is now on the stand before me, and I beg leave to state to you, and the scattered flock of God, what I have seen in vision relative to these things on which you have written. I fully agree with you that there will be two literal resurrections 1,000 years apart. I also agree with you that the new heavens and the new earth, Revelation 21:1, Isaiah 65:17, 2 Peter 3:13, will not appear till after the wicked dead are raised and destroyed at the end of the 1,000 years. I saw that Satan was loosed out of his prison at the end of the 1,000 years, just at the time the wicked dead were raised, and that Satan deceived them by making them believe that they could take the holy city from the saints. The wicked all marched up around the camp of the saints, with Satan at their head, and when they were ready to make an effort to take the city, the Almighty breathed from his high throne on the city a breath of devouring fire, which came down on them and burnt them up, root and branch. And I saw that as Christ is the vine and his children the branches, so Satan is the root and his children are the branches. And at the final destruction of Gog and Magog, the whole wicked host will be burnt up, root and branch, and cease to exist. Then will appear the new heaven and the new earth. Then will the saints build houses and plant vineyards. I saw that all the righteous dead were raised by the voice of the Son of God at the first resurrection, and all that were raised at the second resurrection were burnt up and ceased to exist. You think that those who worship before the saints' feet, Revelation 3:9, will at last be saved. Here I must differ with you, for God shew me that this class were professed Adventists who had fallen away and crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. And in the hour of temptation, which is yet to come, to show out everyone's true character, they will know that they are forever lost, and overwhelmed with anguish of spirit, they will bow at the saints' feet. You also think that Michael stood up, and the time of trouble commenced in the spring of 1844. The Lord has shown me in vision that Jesus rose up and shut the door and entered the Holy of Holies at the 7th month, 1844. But Michael's standing up, Daniel 12:1, to deliver his people, is in the future. This will not take place until Jesus has finished his priestly office in the heavenly sanctuary and lays off his priestly attire and puts on his most kingly robes and crown to ride forth on the cloudy chariot to thresh the heathen in anger and deliver his people. Then Jesus will have the sharp sickle in his hand, Revelation 14:14, and then the saints will cry day and night to Jesus on the cloud to thrust in his sharp sickle and reap. This will be the time of Jacob's trouble, Jeremiah 30:5-8, out of which the saints will be delivered by the voice of God. I believe the sanctuary to be cleansed at the end of the 2300 days is the New Jerusalem temple of which Christ is a minister. The Lord showed me in vision more than 1 year ago that Brother Crozier had the true light on the cleansing of the sanctuary, etc., and that it was his will that Brother C. should write out the view which he gave us in the Daystar Extra, February 7, 1846. I feel fully authorized by the Lord to recommend that extra to every saint. I pray that these lines may prove a blessing to you and all the dear children who may read them. E. G. White.